And now in the last part of this session, here is an excerpt from the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three former students, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share Bhagwan's instructions about bhajan singing.
One other thing that Swami used to always expect from bhajan singers was a clean-shaven face and neat dressing.
The next point is about selection of bhajans. At least in Prashanti Nilayam, selection of bhajans for a particular bhajan session happens this way. There is a particular discipline for the whole group that the whole group follows, and then
the individual as well.
So what are some of the points that we follow for the group?
So in Prashanti Nilayam, we don't follow the what is followed elsewhere, that is guru, devi. The thing that we have in Prashanti Nilayam is slow to fast, slow bhajans to fast bhajans. So we slowly build up the crescendo and end. So you would not probably have a bhavana sha putapati purisha coming at something like 10. Okay. And you will not have something like Guru Baba, Guru Baba. We will not sing it second. We will probably sing Guru Baba at the 10th because that's the height of the crescendo that we are taking the whole thing. One other thing, very, very important Swami used to say is cover all the deities. Don't leave out, because there could be some devotee who is wanting to convey his prayer through his chosen deity to me. His Ishta Devata may be Rama. So sing a Rama bhajan for his sake. Sing a Krishna bhajan. And Swami would typically say that don't have two Krishna bhajans one after the other. Don't have two Shiva bhajans. If you're having a Shiva bhajan, next should be a Krishna bhajan. Next should be a Devi bhajan. Next should be a Sarvadharma bhajan. That kind of thing. So cover all the deities, slow to fast. We typically have always different beats. We have a 6-beat bhajan. We would probably have Jagadishwari Daya Karoma. We would definitely have a 6-beat bhajan in all our bhajans, rather than all bhajans being in 8-beat, which is the predominant beat. And we also follow very informally this concept of different styles and different ragas of bhajans, if you can say. That is, just imagine the first bhajan is He Shivanandana Jaya Jagavandana. Second bhajan is Tripura Sundari Ma. Third bhajan is Jaya Jaya Ram Jagat. Fourth bhajan is Nandalala. So all the same kind of, the same melancholy and depression in your heart. And so have, for example, if you're having Tripura Sundari Ma, next bhajan, Tumaho Anath Nath Bhagavan. So have different styles. So major, minor, we always try to make that. We don't have too many Yaman bhajans going one after the other. We have a mix. So those are some of the things about selection of bhajans in a bhajan session.